A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 51. While attempting to rescue their friend Audrey Fett, Lindsay the Merciless has ensnared the crew of the Tin Sparrow in her trap aboard the Republic medical ship, the Zeelin. Trapped in a medical bay filling with noxious gas, the crew attempt to fight their way to freedom. All right, so you guys are in the med bay offices.
Locked in.
There is noxious gas filling the room.
I put on my gas mask.
Where's the gas coming from? Is there like one vent or are there multiple vents?
Multiple vents.
I've got like three goo grenades. I can throw goo grenades at the vents.
You can try.
Nat 20.
Okay. So you throw those three and you cover three vents, but there's still some of this gas filling the room. Give me some perception checks.
20.
And 22 from Kale.
30.
21.
28.
All right, Sawbone and Ryla, you two are the only ones who can see through the gas that there is a terminal on the wall on the far side of the room, opposite of where you are by the door. You hear Lindsay over the comms.
Good luck attempting to get out of this room. That gas should kill you in a matter of minutes. And even though it'll be quick, it'll be painful. See you on the other side, losers.
And the video cuts out across all the lab monitors.
I'm pointing at my gas mask. Not for me!
I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one that sees the computer panel?
But you can definitely yell it out to the people who can use computers.
Yeah, I'm going to run over, well, I guess give him my computer spikes.
And I guess also tell me what you're... Okay, so Sawbone is fine because of his helmet. Mark and Obi's fine because of he threw in his gas mask thing. What is everyone
Unless
else
I
doing?
Unless I can use the force and like not breathe it. I don't know.
Chub Rub is going to pull a bandana out and tie it around his face like an old bandit.
Yeah, force users can also just hold their breath for a long time.
Chub Rub's never been taught that, so he thinks he's fucked.
Ryla, give me a use the force check.
30.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
You're fine.
You take a deep breath and then just sort of like zen.
Yep.
My asthma.
I run up and I put my mouth on his mouth through the gas mask.
I hear him say that he's talking about his asthma. I EpiPen him right in the chest. But he doesn't hear me. All I hear, burr, burr, burr.
Blast mark.
I mean, I don't see the computer.
No.
But she could point. She but pointed
she,
it out to you.
But she pointed it out to me.
And gave you the computer spikes.
Oh, yeah, I go and I EpiPen that fucking computer.
Oh, the computer spike?
I mean, can I use the computer spike?
Can I EpiPen a computer?
How many do you have?
I had three total, but I think you had picked up one before that.
Okay, and so you used three to get in?
Oh, do we not have those anymore?
No.
Nope, you used them. They're one turn.
So we have one left.
So it is not enough. So give me a use computer check.
Oh, my God.
Can I assist? I assist?
It's a 28.
My use the computer was a 26.
28?
Yeah.
And then plus his 2?
30.
Boom. That is enough. You kill the gas coming in.
Yes. Nice.
Yes. But since no one noticed it, by the door, a droid activates.
Intruder alert. Hostile detected.
And... starts firing.
Oh my God.
B, you rolled some
blasting
stuff
on y'all, motherfuckers.
Did you roll the things?
Yeah, so Kale was able to shut off the gas, but there's still gas in the room, and those of you without gas masks
or the ability to hold their breath
for extended periods take. So that'd be you.
And Chubb.
And Chubb.
Take 8 damage.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's like you're breathing straight up fire.
Oh, this hurts more than kudos shit.
And then you had something you wanted to add with the droid getting ready to
yes.
is attacking them currently.
Also, roll initiative.
I positioned you guys on the map. Sawbone, Kale, and Ryla are all kind of by the terminal with their backs turned to it. Chubrub and Markenobi.
Oh, I'm still on Sawbone.
He's still okay. So you're also facing the other way, and Marky is
just kind of chilling.
So he can see the droid activate and get ready to attack, but that you don't get. A
I can't
to
alert
anything.
Anybody because I have my gas mask on. I'm like,
all right, Kale, what you got?
25 for initiative.
32, Chubrub.
23.
28.
Last. Sucks because you're like the person who should
I
be
I know,
able
you're
to
the one
hurt,
right there in front of him.
What is it?
What's 17.
Your... It's not quite last.
Okay, well, that's good.
And we're just going to start with the droid, though, since he is the one taking the...
He got the jump on yas. All right, he's going to take a shot at Marky.
All right.
But he misses.
Of course.
Chubrub, you go first.
I'm going to whip a blue ball at it. 38.
38? Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
It's all right. That one only does 11 points.
11 points of damage.
And then I'm going to force grip his ass. Stick my little paw out and just squeeze. 27 to grip him?
Yes, that's a grip.
10 points of damage, and I'm going to maintain my grip. He can't do shit except for take a swift action.
Cool, 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 cool. Totally cool.
He's like, Sawbone. Pop out of the ceiling.
Yeah, right. There's another droid you didn't see.
There's
behind
a droid
that one.
Of a droid.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn around and take aim and use Deadeye and put Hunter's Mark and shoot him in the face.
Okay.
My attack roll was a 34.
Ouch. Yeah, roll damage.
32 damage. And it goes down one on the condition track.
Yeah, that's a lot of damage. On top of damage already done.
Oh, uh-huh.
So is he done?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. All right. So does the door open automatically for a victory?
Nope, and there's still gas. Oh.
You hear Lindsay's voice over the ship's comms, and she says...
I had a feeling that wouldn't stop you. Try this on for size.
And the door opens, and across the hall the door opens, and four Rakghouls come storming at you. We'll just keep the initiative that we currently have.
That works for me.
Because fuck it, because it's just still an ongoing threat. So right. Who's up after Sawbone?
Kale.
Remember when I had that frag grenade that I found?
Mm-hmm.
I use it.
Noise.
I toss that fraggy down the rope.
What square are you going to hit? Right,
right in the middle
right
of them.
In the middle of them. Perfect.
Right in the middle of them.
Oh, no. Why did you roll that? What, you have their nice one.
Is that a one?
A one?
Shoot. Yeah, no, hold on.
It was a one.
It was a one.
Was it really a one?
Yeah.
So you throw this grenade, but it hits the wall and bounces back right into the middle of all of you. Roll damage.
Roll your damage.
At least it's only half damage, y'all.
Yeah, at least it's only half damage. But...
Wide right.
Yeah, so you throw it, and it basically bounces off the wall and like lands and rolls like right at your feet.
That's too many.
Oh, no.
Is that a lot of sixes?
There's a lot of dots.
That's a good amount of dots.
13.
You all take 7 shrapnel damage.
Hey, guys.
Thanks.
Did I do that?
Very nice.
As everybody, you know, gets hit with a shrapnel, I do like a, you know how when you have playing cards and the magician comes out and they all just like fan out? I do that with EpiPens and I look around.
Where did you get all these EpiPens?
You know, when we stopped at that depot on the way.
That armory.
EpiPens are us.
I mean, it is a medical research.
I was going to say, we were in the med room.
Just
lying
around.
So you do that. Who's next?
Ryla.
You are in the back of the room, it looks like.
I think I'm just going to use move object and try to push him, the first one, back into all the rest of them.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll it.
24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11.
Nice. Not bad. So that's 11 to the first one and the second one.
Are they prone?
Yeah, both of those guys are sort of like in a pile on the ground. Next up is Margie.
And
stab a rat ghoul.
He's prone.
Why not?
Why not?
Well, why not? You know, a little power attack.
A little stabberoon.
Yeah, a little power attack.
That is going to be 37.
Yowza.
Damn.
That's a hit for show.
40 damage.
Ooh.
40?
Wowza. Yikes. Yeah, you just like kill this guy.
40 damage.
Like kill him dead.
You just made him into a rat goulash.
Send his ass to the rat gulag.
Yeah. Rack City, bitch.
Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch.
That was pretty good. And it's your turn. No, it's their turn. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha, bitches.
Well, is the other front one still prone?
He's going to pop up.
Is he going to run in?
And then Jer should get it to attack.
Oh, yeah. I have an opportunity of attack.
And so does Brittany.
Oh, yeah, you do. All right. Mark, roll yours. Brittany, roll yours.
24.
32.
Yeah, both of those hit.
34 damage.
15.
Okay, so you whip it with your light whip, stopping it in its tracks, giving Marky enough time to lightsaber it in half.
So these are prone as well?
No.
Okay, so are these running in?
Yeah.
Are they both in or just one?
Just the one.
Okay.
And he is going to give you the old 1-2.
Does that also attack of opportunity because he's just running in? And
No, you only get one attack.
But Brittany, however, has combat reflexes.
She does have combat reflexes.
So she does get a...
So she does get an attack of opportunity. Yeah, she gets up to her dex modifier.
That's awesome.
20.
That's a hit.
18.
Damn, okay. Yeah, so you whip this motherfucker too and stop him in his tracks.
That's right.
I mean, he's still right up on Marky, so he's still going to give him the old what for.
I'm going to try to block, though.
Yeah, so the first one's a hit. Give me a block check.
33.
Fuck. All right, so you block and slice its hand off. And it comes in with the other one. That's another hit. So
19.
Okay, so he does get you with his second claw. He slashes you across the chest with his jagged claws for 10 damage.
We're going to need some EpiPens for Marky.
Don't worry. I'm a doctor. And I stab myself.
Take an additional 8 damage.
Okay. A taste of his own medicine.
Yeah, literally.
That was a good one. Oh, wait, again. I still have my gas mask on.
Back up to the top with Chubbs.
Oh, man. I'm going to do blue ball, the one in the front. That's a 1. But
oh,
my
God.
It's actually a skill check, so it's still a 25.
Oh, you're lucky. Lucky son of a bitch.
That is 11 damage to that one.
Okay, it hurts him.
And then move object. I'm just going to splat him right into his friend. That is a...
stupid high number.
Yeah, it's like a 40-something.
The one that she has held in her whip? Is that the one you're moving?
The one in the front, yeah.
That's got to do some extra damage from the lightsaber.
38 damage to both of them before lightsabers.
So Ryla has the front one wrapped around the waist with her light whip. You grab him with the force, pushing him backwards towards his friend against the light whip, which slices through the back of him and comes out the front, bringing with it blood and guts and viscera because of the pressure of the abdomen.
So all over Marky?
All over Marky. And then the chunks of body and viscera pepper the rat ghoul behind it and turn it also into mush.
So is it like when I push, do I just push the torso and like the feet and legs stay there? Or does it push all of it?
I'm picturing you're pushing all of it and it kind of like...
just buckles outward.
Snaps in half backwards.
Yeah.
And just like has its guts ripped out the front.
Nice.
I did it, you guys.
Yep. I've got a gas mask on still, so I'm covered. Yeah,
you're
good.
Yeah,
you're just good. A little extra juicy.
Yeah.
You are covered.
That's it? That's all of them?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys can now leave this room. To your right is the bridge of the ship. You can see out the viewport. Give me some perception checks.
25.
20 for Chubb Robe.
26.
32.
18.
All right. So you guys enter. And Sawbone immediately notices that the Navi computer and controls have all been destroyed. You guys, looking out the viewport, you can see the sun of this particular system. And you can see that, or he can see specifically, that the ship is kind of flying towards it.
Uh-oh.
You guys are moving closer to the sun, so you guys have got to kind of fucking book it on the way out.
We should just go to our ship.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Those who got over 20 notice also the bodies and stuff in the room, and you guys are able to loot from their bodies another computer spike, 300 credits. There's two blaster pistols and a stun baton.
We'll need that. They don't put that in here just for nothing.
So you guys move into the room that the Rackles came out of, and inside of there, it's another medical lab. There are a number of other bodies lining the floor, and you guys find yet another computer spike, 125 credits, and a vibro knife. So you guys exit that room, and you head down this hallway here. To the left is the door that was, like, busted and trying to open that won't open, and you guys go to the right. And you enter into another room. The door is sealed to exit that room, but there is a terminal there. If my computer whiz wants to give me some computer checks.
My use computer is a 31.
Okay, so you're easily able to hack in. And with that, you can also unlock the door. But you can also see, you know, the list of items that you can also do. And there's view camera as an option.
I view the
give me a check.
Okay, 22.
Good enough. So you are able to access the cameras of the hallway that the door leads to, and you see three droids pacing the hallway.
I relay that information.
And when you pull that up, you get that same message from before. Overload the circuitry.
You guys want me to shock these bots?
Shock them bots.
21.
Okay. That does not work.
Savage.
But with your computer knowledge, you might know that four computer spikes will do the job.
You got three, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And you got two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you watch the screen as one of the circuits in the hallway overloads. You see the arc of electricity hit the first droid, arc to the second droid, arc to the third droid, and you take out the first one that was closest. You see it's like head pop off.
I love fail videos.
You see the other one like lose an arm, and the one in the back is just smoking, but those two are still functional. You've already opened the door, or unlocked the door anyways, so you guys can continue forward.
I got some ion grenades we can hit them with. That should knock them out pretty quick.
Do it. Do it to it.
So you guys approach them. They're stunned because of the shocking. Chubbs, if you want to toss that ion.
I'll do one better. I'll toss two ions.
Okay.
That's 39.
Yeah.
And that's a 28.
How much damage?
18 from the first one and 9 from the second one.
Yeah, they're fucking fried.
All right, so you guys follow the hallway that you can go down, and you enter into the bunk room. Give me perception checks before you walk in.
32 for Chet Bro.
31.
19.
30.
15.
Damn. I made the perception checks on this very hard. So you guys see that the bunk room has been strung up with razor wire. What do y'all do?
Cut through it.
Cut through it with our lightsabers.
Okay, yeah, good. Ryla can just whip her way through.
No, hold on.
It.
This is a do bad it. Idea. The way that you just responded,
yeah,
that
I don't
gonna,
like that. I don't
no,
like
do
that.
No, fucking do it, clown.
No, I...
yeah, funny man, do it.
Nobody has ever said that about me.
I know.
Can we crawl underneath it?
No, no.
There it's... are gaps there that you can pass through.
I need some acrobatics checks.
I disrobe to reveal black spandex black underneath. And I look good, all right?
Just you're wearing a black morph suit, and you pull the hood up over the top, even though you're hairless, so there's no need to
risk it.
There's no need to put,
hey, risk
put
it for
your
the
hair up.
How many acrobatics checks do I need to
just
do?
Just one, if that's what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
What did you roll?
18.
18.
Oh.
So you try to go first. You hit one of the razor wire, so you immediately take 30 damage.
God damn.
Are you dead yet?
No, but I think I just went down on the condition track for sure.
Yeah.
Can you roll me additional damage?
Oh my God.
Sure.
Because when you hit the wire, you set off a trip mine.
Oh my God.
Hey, I haven't healed myself.
Pretty second wind.
Don't die.
I got out that sweet, sweet EpiPen high, but other than that.
Caleb and whoever's closest.
We'll just say it's him because you do get through, but you take the 30 damage while you're crossing through.
Yeah, you just get sliced up.
And then at one point you
hit that trip mine.
Yeah.
And it blasts you, just peppers your side with shrapnel for 18 damage.
Oh my. Well, I'm down on the condition track again.
All right, so you get to the door, and we're going to stop, and who's next?
Okay, I heard Sawbones say he rolled a 21.
You just take 30 damage from cuts as you make your way through, so you don't trip anything.
I'm disoriented.
Where's that medic in our team?
Who's next?
I'm coming, buddy.
I'm tempted to just start using the force and just grabbing the barbed wire and ripping it out of the way.
There's mines, like, all over the place, so... Sure, you could just try and rip them down and blow them up, but you might set off a chain reaction and blow up the whole goddamn room. But that's up to you. Have fun.
I'm really tempted to grab one of the robots that we fried a second ago and just fling him through and set off everything.
Or as the most acrobatic of the group, you could just bounce your way through.
I was going to say, you're the stealthiest.
My acrobatics is okay, but I can't take 30 points of damage.
You guys picked up med kits at the very beginning of this.
I was about to
thing.
Say, I have 3 med kits on me.
And I'm a doctor.
I'm going to stab myself with my med kit.
You also have...
You have to wait for me.
Second wind. Mm-hmm. Which will heal you.
You know what? Y'all go ahead. Y'all acrobat. You can acrobat. Y'all acrobat. You can acrobatics. Have at it. I'll go last.
20.
You also take
a terrible plunge.
30 damage.
No, you did the same thing I did.
I got 11.
You also set off a trip mine.
Oh, you got an 11?
Yeah.
So you take 30 damage.
Yeah. And you set off,
and set off a trip mine. And you take 15 damage in shrapnel. All right, Chubbs.
All right, so I'm going to take my the bandana from around my mouth and then pull it up around my head and tie it tight. And just
like a Rambo?
Yeah, then I'm going to back up and I'm going to like crack my little knuckles and my weird little three-fingered hands. Get a running start and acrobatics with a force point. Oh, that's a nat one.
Oh,
no, no.
Your force point sweep back.
But it's a skill check.
No,
so
it's a skill
check.
Yeah, no. It's still only a total of 15.
All right, so roll that damage.
So you take 30.
I'm at 20.
You also take 15 damage from the trip mine.
Once we're at the end of the hallway, we all med pack. We're not going to go further without med packing first.
So you all meet up at the door, and right at your feet is a body. And this person is in, like, a Republic officer uniform.
Are they dead?
He's super dead.
Okay.
Are we sure this time?
Yeah, he's, like, missing limbs and, like, blood and guts everywhere. He's super dead, though. But maybe he has stuff on him.
Well, we check him.
Okay. So you find on him an ID badge to get into the cargo bay, because this is the chief officer of this ship. You also find a data pad containing a hololog on it. And 450 credits.
Mm.
Damn.
That's yours.
Money, money, money.
Shopping spree.
So you have, like it says, data pad with a hololog.
I play the hololog.
Thank you. And so you have the data pad and you hit play and you see what this man kind of used to look like. He does not look like that anymore as he is fucked up. And you hear him say,
"We left Narshadal with who we thought was Dr. Fett. Weird since she never leaves that planet, but she said she was on a special research assignment. That lying hag. She wasn't the doctor, but some goddamn bounty hunter. She let the rat gulls loose and programmed our droids to attack us. Well, I'm gonna do what I can to fortify myself in the bunks, use what I learned in Spec Ops on Kashyyyk, and take that bitch down."
Clearly went well for him.
God, real quick, give me another perception check.
24.
Yeah, 24 for me too.
20.
19.
30.
All right. Sawbone, thankfully, before walking through the door, looks up and down and sees a tripwire and a blaster rifle pointed straight down. Sawbone notices this stuff and lets you guys know to avoid that tripwire as well as the blaster. You guys are now able to get through this door that was sealed before, and you're able to make your way back towards your ship, but you get there, and it has also been sealed.
Jeez.
But you do have the ID card.
Oh, that's right.
To get into the cargo bay. So you guys approach the cargo hold, and you use the ID badge to get into the cargo bay. You can see Lindsay waiting for you guys. She has two droids on either side of her.
What?
Motherfucker.
You guys enter the room, and as the door closes behind you, two additional droids step out behind you.
I pull out my guns, and I point them at Marky, and I say, "How do I know which one's the real Lindsay?"
Nine. She's like, "I'm over the shapeshifter," and she looks like you, and she's like,
"Ha, ha, 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 I'm an idiot. Is this good enough for you?"
Hey, that's pretty good.
And then she shapeshifts into a chiss, and she's like, "I take game, use dead eye, and shoot you in the balls." Aww. And then she transforms into Mark Kenobi, and she's like, actor, "I'm full of shit, doctor." And then she shapeshifts back to herself, and she's just like, "Oh, fuck all of you." At this point, I think B has something he wants to say.
Roll initiative.
Damn, they said it first.
Wow, it's so irreverent in this fucking place.
Actually, I was going to say, prepare your holes.
Oh, that's already ready to go, baby.
Prepare them all.
Which one?
Yes, but do roll initiative.
Yeah. Yeah. Initiative.
Do that.
God.
Yeah, mine was.
Mother liquor.
That's what you get.
Hey, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. We are back with a new one and excited and stoked about that. It's been way too long, and I apologize sincerely for not being motivated enough to edit anything. It's 100% on me, and I mean, 2020 and 2021 can take a little bit of the blame, too. They have been garbage fires. But we are not that far away from gathering around the table once again to bring you new episodes once everyone gets vaccinated. We are waiting on two people to get their second doses, then a couple of weeks, and we're back. I just want to say a quick thank you to our Patreons. Because of you guys, we were able to buy a custom D&D table with a TV in it. It's a 65-inch TV. It's ridiculous. It's awesome. We are learning new programs to use for maps and things. So you can find pictures of the table and pictures of some of the maps on our Patreon. Patreon.com/8BitSaga. Go become a supporter. You get extended episodes. You get the release comic pages. You get some short stories. And you get these cool pictures and maps and whatnot. So go check that out. You can find us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. Tweet about the show, share the show, and all that fun stuff. We are going to get back to the episode now. We're keeping this short because it's not a long one. I'm sorry. And, you know, hopefully we'll be back in a couple of weeks with another episode and not 4 months. I'm sorry. Anyways, let's go. Let's get back to it. We'll see you guys next time. Alright, so all of you are in the cargo bay of the freighter, surrounded by Lindsay's droids, her directly in front of you.
Alright, first up is Lindsay.
This is the end of the line for you all. I will kill you and send your remains into the sun to make sure you never come back.
She is going to blast on Kale.
Why would she shoot me?
Because you're an easy target. Because you're an easy target and you're squishy. So
it's true, when I'm at half
she
health.
Takes aim, uses Deadeye.
Oh shit, she is a shape. She's stealing everybody's moves.
And she shoots you in the balls. No, she gets body shots. 18 damage on the first one, 14 damage on the second one.
Okay.
Samon, what are you doing?
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and put Hunter's Mark on this droid.
Okay.
Oh yes. 35.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 39 damage.
Yo, what the fuck? All right, that's a good hit. It's a solid hit. All right. Kale.
Yeah.
What you got for me?
Gonna shoot Linz. So that is 36. And 29 for the second one.
It's a hit.
For both?
Yeah. It's rude.
Oh my god, yes. I've saved all my good rolls for the very end. 32 for the first shot.
Yo.
Damn.
34 for the second shot.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, man. Because I'm rolling D8s. So and
God
the
damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and hit her friends as well, because that's part of my collateral damage. 21 for the first one.
That's a miss.
35 for the second.
Second one's good. All right, Jeb Rub.
I'm going to huck an ion grenade right at Lindsay and try and blow it up on all the droids around her and disable her gun. 36.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
13 ion damage to the two droids, and it shorts out anything electric she's got.
Yay.
And then I'm going to grab her and throw her into the ceiling and then let her drop to the floor. 26.
No.
Man.
It's not successful.
I tried.
All right. Now it is the droid on the left's turn. So, Jer, 28 to hit you. You can try and deflect.
It's a 28.
Okay.
To deflect and redirect.
Well, you matched it.
Okay.
So you deflected it.
Okay.
Now it's Ryla's turn.
I'm going to go after the one that already has damage.
One that Sawbone shot him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I'm just going to go with a battle strike.
Do it.
You can do improved battle strike, and you can put that on both of your attacks.
29.
It's a 29 for the saber.
Does that hit?
Yes.
29.
Yeah, you just like, with a flourish, chop him in half.
She can hit the one next to her.
Can with the whip. She though?
Can I with my whip?
Yeah.
I'm saying, roll it. See if you can. Can you though?
What is that?
34.
Yeah.
Turns out she can.
That's a 20.
20 of damage?
Mm-hmm.
All right, she's going to jetpack up and use the rocket on her jetpack. And shoot your friends on the ground.
Do it.
So 31. So everyone but Sawbone gets hit.
Can we rebuke?
Nope.
No. That's only for a force.
We can
power.
Negate energy when it hits because it's an energy weapon.
Oh.
Everyone on the ground takes 21 damage.
What the fuck?
I'm not on the ground.
No, I don't.
You don't?
And then I turn that into a force power and I grab her and I throw her into the fucking ground.
Damn. Ooh. Bam!
No, I don't. It's still a 25. I tried.
So it's 21 to all of you.
I don't.
Did you negate?
Oh, no, I'm not on the ground.
Where are you?
I'm right next to you guys, so I'm forward.
Oh, actually, he would have gotten an attack of opportunity when she jetpacked up.
Yeah, I mean, you can try.
Because she left a square he threatens.
30.
Yeah, roll damage.
29 damage.
Oh, nice. That's a pretty good hit. That other droid didn't go. It was supposed to go after Mark. Nope, after Ryla.
So it's going to go now.
That one next to her is going to shoot at Sawbone and miss. Ooh, the next one's also shooting at Sawbone, but it critted.
Oh, okay.
Sawbone, you take 27 damage. All right, Sawbone, it's your turn.
I'm going to take aim and use Jedi and put Hunter's Mark on the other one in the corner. This one.
29.
Yeah.
That is 39 damage.
Nice. To
the one in the corner.
Back
corner.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that kills his ass.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Blasted.
All right. Only three remaining.
All right.
Two droids and Lindsay herself.
All right. Next up is Kale.
Light her up.
Yeah, I'm going to roll to light her up.
34.
That one's 32.
34 and a 32.
Yeah.
To two hit. Shots.
Yeah. Pop, pop.
Yeah, it's a hit. Hit.
Can't do.
40 damage.
Yeah.
Nice.
For that first shot.
For one?
Yeah, for one shot.
Yeah.
He's rolling a lot.
30. That's only 30 for the second one.
But still, that's 70 total.
70 damage.
Yeah, I'm really glad I gave her a lot of HP.
Get out of that sky.
That was a really good turn, but she's not dead yet.
Is she still in the air after all that?
Yeah. Next, Chub Rub.
So I'm going to look at her and say,
now the thing is, you really fucked up. You thought we were locked in here with you? You were locked in here with me? I don't know. Fuck you, bitch.
I force throw the detonator.
What's the, what was the roll?
32. 19 damage from the thermal. And I'm going to use my last move object and try and grab her and throw her back into the ground. That one is a 41.
Jesus Christ.
To grab. And throw into back the ground.
Yeah, right in between these two robots. I'm not even going to throw it at the other robots, just into the ground. 43 points of damage.
How much? 43?
43 points of damage.
All right, first you hit her in the air, and that kind of knocks her jetpack, you know, so she's starting to kind of waver in the air, and you force grab her, and she goes, like, stiff, like how Kylo Ren grabs people and just freezes her, and then you just slam her into the ground. And she hits the ground so hard, and you did so much damage to her over what little life she had left in her after the explosion, you smush her down in herself. And the like robotic parts of her and replacements from the last time you guys met are all still kind of standing there as the rest of her sloshes off of it.
Oh, gnarly.
And she apparently had a like metal plate in her head and it...
New bowl.
New bowl.
No EpiPen's gonna fix that.
Yeah. That was a brutal kill.
That was a brutal kill.
Holy shit.
She had 4 HP left when you hit her with the pull down.
Yeah.
That's why she sloshed.
Negative 39 hit
overkilled
points.
Overkilled by 39.
Jeez. Oh.
Yeah. So there's 2 robots left.
Oh, it's actually one of the droids' turns. He's gonna shoot at Kale.
What?
And that's a hit.
I'm gonna die.
That droid shoots you for 10 damage.
10 damage. 10 damage.
You know how many hit points I have left? I'll give you one guess.
One?
Use a force
Are
point.
Are you prone?
To dying?
Are you prone to dying?
Apparently so.
So you could spend a force point and fall on conscience.
Oh, he's at 1, so he's not dead yet.
Oh, I thought you were at 10.
No, I was. At 11? I took 10. I had 11 hit points left.
All right, next up is Marky.
I will... Who's left over there?
2 robots.
Two robots.
They've been previously fucked up.
All right, well, I'll just fuck one of them up, I guess. With the most powerful move in the galaxy. 27.
That's a hit.
36 damage.
Damn!
He'd already taken some, right?
Yeah, they ate ion grenades.
Yeah, they ate ion damage. He's done. He's in multiple pieces.
Nice.
Yeah. One left, and it's Ryla's turn.
I am going to use my great sword, put my hilts together, and battle strike.
Aww. Oh, no.
What?
It's a 1.
I got a crit 1 on my attack roll. So now what? Nothing.
Do you like 2d10 and 4d6 to the wall?
It's actually his turn now. So, laughing robotically, he tries to shoot you, and somehow, though his rifle barrel is essentially pressed against your skin, he missed. Doesn't make any goddamn sense, but that's just how it goes. It's Sawbones' turn.
Hell yeah, I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot him in the fucking face.
Let's see it. He's the last one. Bring it on home.
That's a nat 20, my man.
Fuck yeah.
So
roll all the damage. All of it. He got all of it.
You're going to hear these rolls for like 14 minutes, man. It's going to mess you up.
Yeah, just say how he died, man. He's dead. Yeah, you know what? How he died? He died because his head exploded from too much damage. And then it reverberated down and his spine exploded and everything exploded all the way down to the fucking ground. And all that was left was a pool of fucking oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Sure.
It's 70 damage.
Oh my god. Everything Jer said.
I mean, like, I shot it so good that there's just nothing there.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so you guys, you go to Lindsay's gooey remains and you grab an ID card from her to unlock the docking bay. You guys run across the hallway. You unlock the docking bay. You get aboard the 10th Sparrow. You guys fly away from the ship. PN15's like,
sup, fellas?
Oh, you know.
Don't want to talk about it. Let's just get the fuck out of here.
Anybody want waffles?
Oh, yeah. God.
Fuck yeah.
Ready.
Fuck yeah.
PN15 pops out the waffles, and you guys enjoy eating waffles as you watch this Republic medical freighter fall into the sun. And you guys enjoy the show.
1 second.
Uh-huh.
I know you're about to end it there, but I need to do one thing.
Uh-huh.
There's a email, or a whatever message to Kale, and it's for 500,000 credits for Dr. Bill.
It's a bill?
Yeah. It's an invoice.
It's a bill for me. It's an invoice listing like 18 EpiPens.
EpiPens. The gauze. My doctor's fee. It's 500,000 credits.
Intergalactic United.
Universal healthcare my ass.
Blue ball cross, blue ball shield. I hate.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.